And we're back here at the Devil Radio Studios, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Also streaming live at devilradio927.com. You can catch us with the Devil Radio app. Again, self-proclaimed greatest app ever. And the Facebook Live video currently. Now, one quick thing as we talk about local businesses, local organizations. You know, we get into that too on the show. It's so important to bring that to you because so many of our local groups, nonprofits, organizations kind of fly under the radar at times, maybe aren't as visible, but do an amazing, important work that helps shape our community, give it more uniqueness, and give us great opportunity as well. So I'm really pleased to have the chance to catch up with the Dane County Humane Society now and Lisa Bernard over there to talk with us about the organization, clear up a few things, also let people know about your current activities and this long history of what a successful organization over 100 years. Incredible stuff. So Lisa, thanks for being on the program today and talking to us about the Dane
thanks
County
Humane
Society.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, always
Thanks
good.
Thanks for having me.
Go ahead. Please give us the quick overview rundown of what the Dane County Humane Society is for people who don't know.
Well, yes, we are a private nonprofit community supported organization, and we are not affiliated with any government agency or national welfare groups. So what this means is that a majority of our funding comes through donations, which we appreciate the support from our community, so thank you so much. We are also an adoption guarantee shelter, which means that any treatable and healthy animal can stay as long as necessary as it takes to find their loving home.
That's amazing. And a couple of things you said right out of the gate there, I think, are so important to clarify, because it happens a lot when you see these organizations in your community, and a lot of people don't know. Is that just a branch of a national organization? Are they getting these big funds from, you know, these other sources? And to clear that up, that no, this is a community-supported local nonprofit that was established here and was really a trailblazer for this type of thing across the country, right?
Well, for our area, yes, it was. I mean, Ida Kittleson started us in 1921, right in her own home in her basement. That in her home, she shared with the then mayor of Madison. And they also had people volunteering their homes, and they saw a need there. And they continued to grow and grow and grow. And it became pretty apparent that we needed a facility that we can be a permanent home and also have our own veterinary treatments there. So we created a facility at on Pennsylvania Avenue in 1965, but we grew out of that facility so fast. So now we're on Voges Road. We built a new facility on Voges Road in 2000, we moved in, and it's on 29 acres of land that used to be a Christmas tree farm. And as we continued living here, we continued to evolve and grow and fit the needs that we saw in our community. That included creating a wildlife center in 2002 and assisting ill, injured, orphaned wildlife and rehabilitating them so that they can go and be released back into the wild and live their lives. We also created a treatment facility. We were the first in the world to create a ringworm treatment facility. Before this treatment facility came about, any cats that had ringworm had to be euthanized because shelters didn't have any way of taking care of them or keeping them separate from their population, because it's a very it's very untreatable and it's very contagious. So we had a couple veterinarians who, with the help of volunteers, they created a treatment program, and they did this program in a 1960s trailer. So that started in 2003. And then thanks to donations, we were able to build a facility in 2010 to house the Maddie's Felines and Treatment Center. And that program has helped over 1,000 cats. So we're very, very fortunate that everyone is so generous in helping us meet the needs of these animals.
Wow, we're talking with Lisa Bernard over at the Dane County Humane Society. The website is giveshelter.org. giveshelter.org. And again, this is a local resource that's been in our community over 100 years, just providing incredible resources like that to wild animals and, of course, all of our pets. Lisa, let's talk about our pets. So many of us, they're so precious. They're a part of our family. And a lot of people are looking to add pets as well, and you're a great resource for that. You have pets there that need homes. Tell us about some of your pets.
Well, we do have a number of pets, dogs, cats, critters, so many cute animals. Some of them are very shy, and like any animal that you bring into your home, a new companion animal, they need some time to adjust. So we ask you to be patient with them, work with them. They're adjusting to you. They're adjusting to their new home. So like cats might hide for a few days before they come out and really investigate. So, but we do have numerous animals. We transfer some of the animals into our facility as well. We have a working relationship with a couple other shelters down south that get overcrowded. And so they'll send us some dogs so we can find them homes and help them. And then we also work with another facility in Richland Center to help them with their cat overload. So they'll send us different cats to help find homes. But yeah, some of these cats, we have to put them in offices because they're so stressed out in a regular shelter setting that we're trying to help them become more at ease. So we'll put them in some of the offices so they can be surrounded by people and get more socialization with them. So we're not just trying to meet their physical needs of care. We're also trying to meet their emotional and their mental needs as well.
Those are cats, you know, that are, you know, future CEO cats, boss cats is what I call them, right? The ones that want to be in the office. No, just kidding. It's good to give them an opportunity to adjust, like you said. I know, so a lot of people think about the adoption process, adopting pets from the Dane County Humane Society, and that is a key part of what you do. There are also some really critical other services. So tell us more about some of those other services that aren't as well known.
Well, we do have a lost and found program. So if anyone loses their pet, and it happens, we have tips that they can follow. We also have a database where they can upload information. And then we also have a found section where anyone who finds a companion animal could also go into that database and load up information. And we have volunteers who every day compare those two databases with each other, and they compare the lost one with any animals who are brought into our shelter to see if we can help those animals find their way back home. Just in 3 months, from October of last year until today, we helped reconnect over 150 companion animals with their families. So it's an amazing service that people can can really sign up for and help with and look into if they need help. We also provide dog training programs for your variety of levels, from puppies to older, and you can sign up for those. We have numerous other programs, including our Pets for the Elderly, which gives a discount for our older generation who wants to adopt a family member. We also have programs such as microchipping. In fact, we're teaming up with Mounds Pet Food Warehouse for a microchip event on Tuesday. So we also have a database for rehoming a pet. Not every pet needs to come to us. Sometimes people who no longer can have their pet due to allergies or financial reasons, or they're growing their family and suddenly the pet, they can't provide for the pet anymore. They'll hold on to their pet while looking for a new home for them, which is another great way to take care of your pet. It's a responsible way of taking care of them. So those are some of our different programs. We also have a thrift store where we resell gently used items, and proceeds from that thrift store go to help the animals in need as well. And they are marking their third anniversary this year.
So what kind of items through the thrift store? Is it all pet based items, or what are you all taking in there?
They have some pet items. They also sell clothing,
Okay.
gently used clothing. There's games, there's decor, there's pretty much everything, kitchen
Fun. It's
items.
a thrift store. I get it.
So
Yeah, I didn't wanted to clarify whether it was a thrift store just for animal, pet type items, or if it included and encompassed everything. So, perfect. I wanted to ask you, Lisa, because you just talked about all these great services, talking about the organization, and we're going to go to a break in a little bit and then come back and talk more. But you talked about volunteers. You talked about how people can support a local nonprofit organization. How can people help right now? What are some of the best ways people can help?
Through donations, monetary donations is a great way. We are participating in the Betty White Challenge,
Ooh.
which is always a fun thing. She was a great advocate for shelter animals as well as wild animals. Such a big advocate, not just an actress. So we're participating in that. We also have a campaign running this year where we're asking people to help us grow our companion program, which is our constant companion. So for as little as $20 a month, that would provide 40 microchips in a year or 3 months worth of produce for our small critters for enrichment, or formula for eight infant squirrels each month. And you can supply as little as $10 a month, and that would provide general care for one dog or one cat, 1 day each month.
Those
So.
key consistent gifts too just help nonprofits so much to plan, and if you can do it on a monthly basis, it's a big boost for budgeting, planning, all those type of things. But there are other exciting things like the Betty White Challenge, which we'll talk about just a little bit here on the other side of the break, and then we got to talk some wildlife too. So all kinds of exciting things still ahead on Let's Get Local. We'll be back in just a minute.